So you mentioned Mazza a while ago.
Yeah.
A new restaurant in Midtown Crossing. Two things occur to me. One, very few restaurants do well in Midtown for whatever reason.
It's lease prices.
It's
how much it costs to have your rent there. And I kind of switched it up a little bit. I'm going to keep that. But I threw in some other fusion places, because Mazza is a fusion place.
Okay.
So great fusion places, right?
Okay.
Omaha Cohen, which is over there in Blackstone.
Cohen.
It's Korean and Japanese. It is that they have the barbecue where they bring the plate to your table and you cook your own meat on there, and they have all the little sides. It's incredible. Japanese and Korean together. Cohen in Blackstone, you'll love it. I'm telling you, everyone I sit there loves it. You'll love it. Of course, there's Corner Kitchen, which is at 50th and F, a unique combination of Mexican and Korean.
And I've heard nothing but raves about that place.
Elote. I love elote, right? I'm a big fan of just seasoning corn. They make tots with it. So the tots have the corn on top of it.
Oh, cool.
It's really good. And they have crab rangoon fries. Everybody loves that. And Korean pork tacos. And then our place, me and you, Wave Bistro, 144th and Maple.
For years and years and years.
Do you know what the fusion is?
I have no idea.
It's Asian and European.
See,
incredible.
I just think of it as a Chinese food place.
Yeah, lump crab cakes. They have seafood gumbo. Beef and hoisin sauce is my favorite thing there.
Oh, I love hoisin sauce.
And then they have pad thai. And on top of for dessert, tiramisu, which gives you a little bit of that European feel. And then, so Mazza, we talked about it. It's at Midtown Crossing.
It's in the same location as...
Used to be.
The expensive place. The fancy schmancy.
Yes. I just read the name of it. I wasn't even thinking about that. Yeah, it's been gone for a little while now. Mm-hmm. But yes, that place is gone. This place is here. So here's the reason why this place is cool. Harvey Atomov is the guy who is the creator of it.
I see.
Opened a place in Houston, really liked it, thought I'm looking for a place in the Midwest, decided to pick Omaha. He lived literally in the middle of Afghanistan, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, and China. And so there's turkey around there, too. So all of that is the influences of this food. It is such really good food. You get the Mazza platter. It's got baba ghanoush. It's got my favorite, the labneh, which I love, with
what
mint
is that?
In it. These are all dips.
Oh, okay.
This is all dips.
Okay.
Every time I think of you, I think of the guy from Murders in the Building, you know? The dips. Hummus, homemade, very good. Warm pita.
Yeah. It's
good. They're naan, made right there in-house. So good. Their kebabs are really good as well. They have amazing art there. Okay, that's what I did the review for Omaha Magazine. There's this giant piece, two pieces of art there that you go and you just look, just stare at. It's the Gates of Hisa is one of them. And another one is Whirling Dervishes. These incredible pictures. They have that as well.
How
cool
wonderful.
Artwork.
Yeah.
And if you are like I am and you like lentil soup, their red lentil soup is the best I've ever had in my life.
Well, because of the location, I'm thinking.
Traffic.
I'm not only parking and traffic, but prices?
Oh, no, really affordable. Four of us went. My mom, my son, who eats like a 17-year-old, and myself and my wife, and we spent, it was about $117 for the four of us.
Wow.
Now, we didn't have any alcohol, and that was with tip. And we got
bad.
A variety of things because I was doing it for review. I recommend going there and just ordering random things off the menu, even if you don't know what they are. Because everything is homemade in the kitchen. They make their own sauces, their own gravies, their own dips, everything.
Wow.
It is a well-done operation over
Sounds
there.
Sounds great. Thank you, Mazza.
More fusion places, the better.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing us up to date on fusion.
No problem.
Mr. Sevilla, we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
See you later.